I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgians both for and against impeaching President Trump met outside Representative Lucy McBath's office in Sandy Springs on Wednesday. GPB's Stephen Fowler was there.
The sidewalks in front of McBath's Atlanta office were awash with dueling signs and slogans expressing support for and opposition to the ever-involving impeachment talks in Washington. On one side of the street, there's a giant Trump 2020 bus and several dozen anti-impeachment demonstrators like Marietta military veteran Joe Webb.
Well, impeachment is absolutely the total wrong thing they should be doing. They should be uniting and look at the positive parts of the Republican agenda.
On the other side of the street is Renee Bates. She drove from several counties over to show support for McBath and Trump's impeachment inquiry.
A lot of people have been fooled as to what he's doing, and I think the impeachment procedure will open some eyes.
McBath voted to formalize the rules of the House Judiciary Committee's impeachment inquiry in September. She has stayed largely silent on the issue since. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Sandy Springs.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Michael's arrival in Georgia, and while much of the damage has been repaired, farmers continue to struggle. GPB's Josephine Bennett reports.
Hurricane Michael hit southwest Georgia as a Category 3 with 115-mile-per-hour winds. Losses to agriculture, including pecans, cotton, and timber, topped more than $2.4 billion. 1 year later, farmers are still recovering. GPB's Political Rewind spoke to South Georgia farmer and State Representative Clay Perkle, who lost acres and acres of cotton at his farm in Sycamore.
I saw all the cotton that's laid on the ground, and it was completely and utterly gone. I came back home, and I just cried like a baby.
In addition to recovery, Georgia farmers are dealing with drought and ongoing pressures around trade. For GPB News, I'm Josephine Bennett in Macon.
Some residents in southwest Georgia are opposing a 10,000-acre solar farm proposed for their community. America Solar wants to build the $500 million facility in Sumter County. County commissioners heard arguments this week from opponents who say the installation will hurt property values, as well as supporters who say it will create 500 new construction jobs. And Georgia's World War I Commission unveiled a statue of Eugene Bullard yesterday at Robins Air Force Base. Bullard, born in Columbus, Georgia in 1895, went on to become the world's first black fighter pilot. He fought for the French air services during World War I and World War II. The statue unveiling also comes on his 124th birthday. Well, this year's Georgia National Fair in Perry is home to fried foods, carnival rides, and voting machines.
A lot of people from all over Georgia come here to experience the fair, and I feel like it's just such a good time to show them how these machines work.
We'll get hands-on with the new voting machines this afternoon on All Things Considered. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves season is over. After giving up 10 runs in the first inning, Atlanta lost to the Cardinals 13-1 in the decisive Game 5 of the NLDS. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after the game.
They're all hurting in there. I mean, we had huge expectations for ourselves, and rightly so. I said, you know, you put this thing together, your goal is to get in the playoffs, because anything can happen after that. I guess we saw that. Anything did happen.
The Braves haven't won a postseason series since 2001. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.